It is the Riot Podcast. Now, fans.
You'll hear that in this podcast.
We also talk about Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
Legionnaire's disease and botulism.
It is a jam-packed show.
There's a lot of sickness in the show today.
Jam-packed. And it's on that side.
Oh, I'm fine now. I think. I don't know.
You just want to make sure.
I guess I'll find out later, right? Privacy, pizza, stealing on stealing, and word games in parole hearings.
Platypus.
So much platypus right now.
Oh, wait, what? Honky Dory?
Folsom Prison Blues.
Yes.
And, well, we didn't mention it on air, but off air we found out hound dog is one of the words.
So you'll hear that in the upcoming story as well. Don't forget we got posted from yesterday our Riot food fight for the limited edition cotton candy Twinkies.
Yes.
And the jelly donut Oreos.
What if that's what made me sick?
That is... No, because I would have been sick.
Everyone
and the time
was
difference was
Chris
too much.
Was fine. You were fine.
It's from your movie theater trip. But basically, that's been posted through our Radio U Riot YouTube channel. So if you do not follow us there, please subscribe for more videos.
Oh, man, guys, this one time we were in the middle of a fundraiser and we still can't 1,000% pinpoint what it was, but certain people got deathly sick from food and then the rest of us didn't. That was you and Chris.
Me and Chris
and
got the worst. He was fine within a few hours.
You know that morning that you weren't here?
Yeah. Oh, was he sick?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe he came in, quite frankly.
The food sickness is no joke. I was so sick, you know, like you normally lay with your head on the pillow.
Yeah.
And feet down at the bottom of the bed. I was so sick, I just laid down the other way with my feet
across your bed.
But my feet weren't up. My feet were on the ground because I couldn't lay down totally and I didn't want to get sick and throw up in bed. So I had to just be ready to get up and go when needed.
Yeah.
Ugh, memories. All right. Great. I just ate a snack too. So now my tummy's like, oh no, we remember that.
Unrelated.
So just learn about Obi's botulism and enjoy the podcast.
It's the Riot.
Bye.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the Riot.
So yesterday, I celebrated Father's Day with my dad a little bit early. And it just happened to be my luck that we went to the movie theater and it was $5 Tuesday. So not only, and this I didn't know, not only are tickets cheaper, but you also get a discount on concessions.
I thought you used to get like free popcorn, but I think because everybody goes to $5 Tuesday.
Yeah. Popcorn was not free.
No, it's not free anymore.
But I, you know, being the big spender I was like, well, Dad, whatever you want. You know, I got this.
It's on me.
We hit the concession stand, and he got some Reese's Pieces. No big deal. I got myself some pretzel bites.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is good. So I had my pretzel bites. And we went to see The Mummy, which I don't recommend. And right at like almost the end of the movie, with maybe 5 minutes to go, very climactic scene, the movie just cuts out. I mean, just stops.
Oh, the whatever they used to throw to like view the movie, the projector thing?
All the other electricity's on, that's off.
Huh.
So I went out and talked to the manager and he's like, yeah, like half the place, like the power, like one circuit blew or something. So, and it's the one that just happens to have all of the projectors on it.
So it wasn't just your theater.
No. So they start up the movie again. We're like, yay. But it was radio. Like they just played the sound and they never played the picture again. So we got to hear the end of the movie.
But did they give you free tickets?
Well, the option was free tickets or
your money back.
Yeah, but my dad really wanted to see the end. So we stuck around and they were going to show the last, like, whatever minutes of the movie. So we had some downtime and he was like, well, let's go get something else to eat. So I enjoyed my pretzel bites so much, I went for a second round. Now, before you judge me, the pretzel bites on the cheap, like, they were a smaller container.
Sure.
So I feel like when it was all said and done, I probably got the normal number of pretzel bites, but twice as much cheese, which brings us to the end of my story. With me double dipping on the cheese there, everything was great, even though the movie wasn't great. Great time with my dad, lots of fun, whatever. I got home, did a few things, and then last night, I'm going to say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 7:30, I went,
Is it the cheese? It's surely not the pretzels. It must be the cheese.
It has to
be. The cheese and the stress of what you went through.
It has to have been the cheese, but I want you to
little
know.
Little tummy ache?
No, not that.
Aww.
So much. Like, you know what? I know it's a real problem in different places, parts of the world, but the word that I actually thought was botulism. I've got it. Maybe I didn't, but I'll tell you what. I had some of the symptoms.
Mm.
Oh, I had symptoms.
Like, Eric got sick over the weekend from a hot dog from a roller at a gas station. What are you guys doing?
Man, it was a movie theater.
It's no different.
I was behind the paywall. I thought that it looked like maybe it was going to be a little better.
If you think that cheese and the hot dog stuff, there's no difference.
I was so sick.
Aww.
I mean, the thing is that... It, you know, we kicked it off about 7:30, and I think it may have wrapped up between 3 and 4 this morning.
Oh, and it's weird because that's a hard one to call in for work. Be like, hey, what happened?
I'm like, well, I ate this cheese.
Well, I had two things of cheese.
Because the thing was, the movie broke down, and so we got more.
Because I got more food, okay?
And they gave me another thing of cheese, and I was like, well, I'm eating it.
I don't know for, like, the PR thing, if we're supposed to ask when you're sick and, like, what caused it, but that's an odd one.
Yeah, so, I mean, I a couple of pieces of advice. Don't see The Mummy. Two, if you go to the movies, get the popcorn. Don't get the cheese.
Or don't go with that. You can still have pretzels without cheese. Yes, you can. I get it that way. It's fine.
I don't eat. Bring
your own cheese.
I can't even hear that right now. But at the same time, I really need to hear that now.
Are you better, though, at least now? But tired and drained and your body's tired.
I need an IV.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love, hate love.
All right, everyone in. Let's go.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Okay, Nikki, the last of the big presentations happened yesterday at E3.
Yeah.
When it comes to them video gamings.
Yes.
So yesterday was Nintendo.
I saw the video for Mario Odyssey.
How much of it did you watch?
I maybe got through what felt like 4 minutes of it.
Because I watched, they had a trailer, which was about 2.5 minutes. And
I
then,
must have been watching gameplay.
Yes, they did a Nintendo Treehouse yesterday, and I got a chance to watch, I think I watched about 15 minutes of gameplay. The problem with having like the company demo, something like that, is that they make sure you see absolutely everything. And after a while, I was like, okay.
Well,
you're playing too slow. I got to move on.
For the Mario Odyssey, you said yesterday it actually should be a lot like Mario Galaxy.
Right.
And that's why I watched it. I thought, well, I need to see if it's actually going to, you know, fulfill that Mario Galaxy.
Scratch that itch.
Yeah, that need that I have. And I felt like it did, except I really hated the song that was over it. It was like a swing sort of song.
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming that's just for the promo.
I hope so.
Is it you start with the woman singing?
Yes, really disliked that.
That's got to just be on the trailer, right?
Again, here's hoping, because I felt like that changed the tone, and I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Well, you know, if they... okay. In the gameplay footage I watched, no one was singing.
Yeah, but outside of that, I felt like it looked pretty good.
It looks crazy. Like, watching it, the way you can buy all these different hats, and you can buy... Like, you get coins that are good in the entire game, or coins that are only good in the world that you're in.
Markers.
And you can go... Were they markers?
No.
The one I was watching had purple coins.
No, it's just coins.
Okay. So, like, they had that. You were able to run up to this stereo and change the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe you could get that woman singing to you, Nikki. I don't know. But it... They're saying it's a lot more like Mario 64 than Mario Galaxy because there's a lot more exploration involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mario Galaxy was a little more straightforward. But I'll have to say it looks bonkers, but it looks very good. I'm really curious to see what they've come up with. They also announced Xenoblade Chronicles 2. A new Kirby game would be coming to the Switch next year. There's going to be a Pokemon RPG coming, though I believe that is also next year. They didn't show much, but they showed a logo for Metroid Prime 4, which was the game that I said they wouldn't make, so you can always trust me.
You're right on top of things always.
There I am. There's a new Yoshi game. That's out next year. There's, of course, Breath of the Wild. That's Zelda DLC coming June 30th, and they showed off 4 new amiibos. Now, amiibos aren't my thing, but I will tell you, for the people that is their thing... A lot of people lost their mind when they saw the new amiibos yesterday.
Is it the little statue things?
The little statue
things. The little golden idols. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not this.
Close enough.
Not this?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
And then they also showed a new Metroid game coming to the 3DS. And then I think we got like mentions of Splatoon 2, which comes out soon, and ARMS, which is out. I think that's out at the end of this week. So that's like that's soon.
But this is it for E3? That was yesterday was the big stuff?
Yeah, I mean, like, there will probably still be some things that are going to trickle in here and there we may talk about, but like the big three, Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, they've had their press conferences. And then at Bethesda, Ubisoft, they had theirs. So like, I'm not saying there's nothing left.
But that was the major stuff.
But that was the big stuff. And Nintendo, for my money, Nintendo and Sony kind of, they stole it for me. Like Sony has some really good looking stuff that comes out next year. And at least Nintendo this Christmas is going to.
You got something this year.
Yeah. I'm going to be playing that Mario game, dude.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Look, I'm not in favor of arranged marriages or anything, but I gotta tell you, the whole way that we do dating, I feel like sets us up for a potential lifetime of relationship fails. And maybe it's not dating. Maybe we should go back further, but think about it. Here's what you think. Like, well, you know what? They'll only like me if I'm good looking enough. So what do? You got to spend time at the gym or you got to buy certain clothes or whatever. So you think that what you got to do is you got to earn the love and affection. So then you think like, well, once I stop earning the love and affection, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, we can take it back to preschool or kindergarten where you had that one guy who was friends with you and you know it was just because you had that one transformer and he always wanted to play with it. And then that one time you forgot to bring it. And
we're not friends anymore.
Like, we're not friends until the Transformer shows up.
It was a very shallow friendship, usually, when you were so young.
Or, let's be honest, were you the guy that wouldn't be friends with that one guy unless he brought the Transformer? Oh, sowing seeds. Sowing your own seeds, right? But here's the thing. That's why I feel like it sets us up for long-term failure. Because when I tell you that God loves you and he wants to have a relationship with you, you then begin to think maybe one or two things. Like, all right, like, well, no, God doesn't, whatever. I've got to earn his love. I got to be good. Now, I'm going to be really good because I've decided I need some help and I want a pony. And so, God, I'm going to be really good. And then at the end of this week, when I've been really good, I'm going to ask you, If you love me, and you have to love me because I've been good, and then because you love me, why won't you get me that pony? And that's how, see, it's all manipulation. It's all like, look at how good I am. I want you to know that all of that stuff that you know about relationships that you think you can apply to people and God, I want you to throw it right out the window because you've got it completely wrong. God loves you right now, whether you're hot or not. Whether you've got the best clothes or the not best clothes, or you've got the amazing transformer that everyone wants to play with, God loves you right where you are. It's not because of something you earn. And here's why that's great news. Because if I've got a week where I'm killing it, I'm like, yeah, you love me. But what about on the weeks when I'm not killing it? What about on the weeks when I'm not doing great? What about on the weeks when I'm maybe just flat out getting it wrong? God still loves me on those weeks too. Look, you need to get a relationship with Jesus so he can teach you what real love is about, what it's like to be love, and how to actually love other people. It's awesome. Just start here. Just say, Jesus, I need that. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And I accept that it's not me, it's you. Like, it's not about how good I am, it's about how good you are. I mean, that's a great place to start. It's about how awesome he is, not about how awesome you are. Not to take away from how awesome you are.
Because you are.
Because you are.
Very much so.
Transformer or not.
The riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
I'm really excited to hear about this Legionnaire's disease outbreak.
Yes, where's that at?
Well, the good news
Summer
is...
Summer vacation?
The good news is that it is at a chain of gyms that I just happen to be a member of. Woo!
Are we wanting to say or just leave that open for people to find out on their own?
Public record, Nikki. Mm. Well, let's talk about LA Fitness. They're killing it. Not the disease, you understand.
What's Legionnaires, though?
Well, you know what? That's a great question,
Nikki. Is it like Noro? Or?
So let's go ahead and grab... Wait, I had...
Because it sounds like a League of Legends sort of thing or whatever that is.
League of Legionnaires disease.
No, like you suddenly have to become like a member of a clan or something.
French Foreign Legion.
Yes, for some game.
All right, well, let me give you some of the symptoms here. You can experience pain in your chest or muscles.
Ooh.
Which, you know, if you're at the gym, your chest muscles are even bigger. So that's probably more pain, right? Fever or chills. Diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. You know, it's interesting. This is the same symptoms you can get from eating cheese at the movie theater.
See Obi's earlier conversation and earlier problem. You sure didn't get Legionnaires?
It seems like
an old-timey disease.
I think it's just because when I say Legionnaire, you picture a guy in some
red coat. Yes.
Fighting the French.
I don't feel like you could get this anymore.
You could also have shortness of breath, coughing, headache, or mental confusion. I had it. I don't know if I still got it, but I had all these things.
You had just the traditional sickness from having cheese at
movie theater cheese.
The pretzel cheese.
But I work out at this chain, so what if I got the Legionnaire cheese disease?
So what are they saying causes the Legionnaire?
Well, the Legionnaire's disease usually comes from environments that have a closed water system. So they say you end up with those at hospitals. Commercial gyms are that way. And a lot of times, Legionnaire's disease likes to hang out in the hot tub.
Oh, man, that's where I would want to be.
That's right, Nikki.
I'm fine.
So, just to be clear, this is not all LA Fitnesses.
Of course.
This is two LA Fitnesses located in Orange County, California. So, that's where the Legionnaires are hanging out these days, spreading their disease.
They need to rename it. You don't have to, like, modernize a few things. I feel like you need to modernize that sickness.
Can I get you? Let's see here. It's treatable. It requires a diagnosis. It's very rare, fewer than 20,000 cases in the U.S. each year. It's short-term. It resolves itself within days and weeks. You usually get it over the age of 40.
Oh, well, then we're fine.
Well, that's the most common, but they say between the ages of 18 and 40, that's the second most common. So I guess basically if you're a kid, you're pretty safe, but over 18...
Well, like, they're assuming you're not going to be at the gym or the health club... hot tub.
Let's see. Legionnaire's
disease. Because you wouldn't be that. You'd be too young.
Here's what Google says, and I don't know where they're pulling their data from. Legionnaire's disease doesn't spread from person to person. Instead, the bacteria spreads through mist.
Yuck! Okay, that's like a horror movie.
Such as from air conditioning units for large buildings. Adults over the age of 50 and people with weak immune systems are the most at risk. Well, wouldn't that be true of all disease? If you're immune deficient, you're the most at risk.
Well, meaning like that's probably why older people are catching it a lot.
Many people exposed to the bacteria don't develop symptoms. Those who do develop may experience cough, fever, chills, shortness of breath, muscle aches, headaches, and diarrhea. Legionnaire's disease can be treated with antibiotics such as words I can't say.
You are sounding like when they do a medical commercial.
Thing?
No, when they do a medical commercial and they had to do the legal speak.
Mm-hmm.
Just that perfect speed when describing all that.
It's nice to know that I have a future in the VO industry.
You could definitely do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just a heads up, if you're somewhere near the vent.
Yeah.
And a mist comes out. It could be, I don't want to laugh. I don't want it. I take it back. I sit below a vent. I shouldn't say anything.
You do.
And I'm constantly trying to get it colder and misty and everything in here. So I say nothing more about this mysterious disease.
This mysterious disease?
Yes. So this...
Ah!
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the riot. On Radio U.
I see someone got a delivery yesterday.
I did. Something that you guys have to understand is that Nikki gets everything and I get nothing.
Whatever.
And the thing is that what I'm trying to do is bring equality back.
To the workplace?
Yeah, equality in the workplace. So
you got to order your own things to have them delivered to feel like you're getting things?
Yeah, that's right. So Nikki has a fan. So now I have a fan.
My fan is the community fan that we all use right here where I'm sitting.
Right. Is it misting you?
It's not on right now.
You're getting the Legionnaire's disease.
No, I'm not.
So,
but it is dirty. So.
Yeah. And I mean, nobody.
It's a small cleaning.
That fan doesn't
cleaning.
It doesn't get over here.
No, I know it doesn't, okay, but it circulates the air in the room.
So a lot of people yesterday said, you know what? We said we couldn't run the fan. During the show.
When we talk to you guys, if I put the fan on the background, you might not be able to like really hear it, but in our headphones, And probably if you turned your stereo up loud enough, yes, you'd hear it.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people are like, we don't care, guys.
You were very just sweet. I got a lot of text messages saying, just turn it on if I need the fan if it's stuffy.
So, you know what? Since you guys feel good about us having fans in here.
You brought a fan?
I got a fan.
You got a big fan. That's way bigger than this one.
It is not big. This is the smallest fan that Honeywell sells.
That's a big fan.
It was on sale at Amazon yesterday for $9.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Is this something you want to keep on your side of the desk or you want upstairs?
Oh, so you have to have this one too. I have to bring it over there.
It'd be nice over
so
here.
So you can have it.
I have space.
No.
The other one's so dirty. Sometimes it's just better if you start over again.
Well, I do agree with that. Sometimes fans just have to go. But see if you guys think, like, do you feel like, is this disruptive? Like, do you guys notice that it's on?
It's a gentle hum. Isn't it relaxing?
I mean, I think it's kind of nice. Can
it go faster?
I was like, man, if that's the best that it can do, then forget about it.
Oh gosh, it's like we're at the beach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's like we're on a plane.
I know. So
I didn't know if you guys could hear it.
Nikki and I are up here in the balloon.
Hey, it's not as loud as I thought it would be.
I feel like we're on a Zeppelin.
No,
like,
it's very, very relaxing.
Oh, it's soothing.
It's almost like one of those sleep apps.
I just want you to know what this is the truth. I have one of these in my room right now, and every night I turn it on and I fall asleep to its dulcet tones.
So you can have one next to you during the show. Put it where it would go.
You guys don't even notice that it's on.
It's so quiet.
I know.
Can you put it like where you would?
Can you hear it?
I feel okay. You can't hear it. I don't think you guys can hear that. But in my headphones, it sounds like someone's mowing.
8772 radio. Can you guys hear it?
It sounds like someone's mowing in the neighborhood next to us.
Well, I mean, I can totally hear it through my headphones.
Yeah,
I don't think
you guys can hear it. Let me turn my fan on.
It's not in my headphones, but I can hear it through my headphones. So Dean
now I have my headphones on, or my fan on.
Dean says he hears bass.
Just a low bass.
Lucas says no. See, Dean, that was just in your head.
you think you hear it, but you're not actually hearing it.
Isn't that great? Oh.
Now, my fan has like a smoother sound. Yours has a more bassier sound.
I mean, that is true, but that may have to do with the size of the fan.
Sure.
Because, it's a little bigger, but it's still
We also talked about yesterday.
It's the Honeywell Power Air Circulator. It's 25% quieter than previous models and provides turbo force power.
I'm getting the turbo force.
I love the turbo force power.
Maybe. Okay, so Olivia says since you moved it to its location, you can't hear it.
Phil says could hear it first, not after moving.
Good. Well, you can have it then. We did talk about yesterday getting an overhead ceiling fan.
I really think we should put a ceiling
fan
in here.
We have like a can space or whatever. You could just put it there. I think that's the same electric stuff.
And the thing is that we would have true equality if we had that, because that would circle the air through the whole room.
We also mentioned we won't tell our boss. We'll just apologize after if anybody notices it.
Yeah, Lucas says it messes with his bass. He can hear it in his subwoofer.
He can hear it.
You know, my thing is this, that I actually don't really want it for this room, but it's totally going at my desk. Because yesterday was it
But Monday? What if at your desk they can still hear it on air from up there?
Too bad.
Then it's too loud.
Too bad. You know what? My thought, though, is like, you know, at $9, I could get one for every room in the building. It's fine.
You could. That'd be very generous of you.
Totally affordable.
You need to look up. It's got a bad name, but they're the big blank fans.
I know
it's a
what
company.
You're talking about.
They're like,
they have those over at the LA Fitness.
They do. Like they're
blow
mostly
in the mist.
They're mostly commercial fans.
Yeah.
But imagine that
in this room
above us.
We're gonna have to take these lights down because they would totally hit the lights. But I'm 100% on board.
All right. Well, as we get closer to hotter days.
Yeah, it's getting
when we're
warmer.
In the 90s. We don't like to have. We just want more air.
Prefer not to go to work. Like to stay home and be in the basement if we can. Because
that's the
best way to avoid the heat.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, put your fan away or something.
All right, let's see. Becky says she can't hear it, especially over traffic. And then Shrew says very slight vibration noise, but on the road it's hard to tell.
Well, okay.
Man, then you all should go to work.
Get off the road.
Then you can't hear it.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
For the rest of the morning, we're going to be playing the on-off game. You have to guess if the fan is on or if it's off.
What do you think right now?
You think it's on?
Or is it off? Good question.
Can you tell? Did I move it? Did I relocate it? Is it on? Is it off?
Well, while you're doing that, don't forget, we have posted now through Radio U Riot on our Facebook page and our YouTube page, our Riot Food Fight from yesterday. We taste tested the limited edition cotton candy Twinkies and finally the jelly-filled donut Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's available again on Radio U Riot for Facebook and YouTube. So subscribe while you're there.
Want to say what's up to Crystal. She also texted in today. She has her heater
Crystal, under what are you
her
doing?
Desk. She says, y'all are talking about fans, and I'm over here with my heater under my desk on 80 degrees. Hashtag always cold.
I don't think anyone in any of our listening areas would be having the heater on, but I guess, Crystal, if you're cold, that's fine.
Dude. Oh, and Olivia just texted. She's playing the on-off game. She says the fan is on, and you're wrong.
No, the fans are off.
It's off.
That's just our studio noise.
Yeah, that's just the sound of me breathing into the microphone.
We need a clean up there, by the way, for our normal air vents.
What?
Well, just up there.
Oh, you know what, Nikki? I'm gonna let you get up there.
That's not my job description.
Yeah. You know what? I could show you a lot of things that aren't my job description.
Well, I do two other things that aren't in mine.
I know. Well, this is just one more for you to do.
I've capped out, so I'm going to let someone else have the responsibility of standing on a chair to clean up there.
But see, Nikki, I feel like you've got the vision for it. Like you see
to delegate someone to do it.
You see the problem.
I see the problem.
And now you have the vision on how to see that problem get taken care of.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, nobody dusts in here at all. So why would they dust up?
If we have fans on, we don't need to because it would be moving the dust around.
Well, won't it make it worse, though? Because then dust will be settling all over the place instead of in just a
few places.
No, you
need to have a fan set the other way in the window so it pushes it over there and then that fan sucks it out.
I love that.
So that's how we clean.
Why don't we just go ahead and air condition in the neighborhood?
Whatever, Grandpa.
All right,
boy,
Dad.
Jeez.
I'm going to leave the fridge open, too.
Yes.
Trying to refrigerate the neighborhood.
Sometimes it is so hot that, yes, you do have to do that.
Hey, you know what? Pro tip. If you, at least this works for me, like I've got an upstairs bedroom.
Yeah.
So I keep my door shut all day. So it just pumps cold air in there. I've even thought about putting like a little towel on the bottom of the door. So
won't you die?
No. I don't want any cold air to escape. And so I thought about building a two-door airlock system, but everyone thinks that's ridiculous.
That is. But what you should do is take a towel or a t-shirt, get it wet, put it in the freezer so it's just all frozen, mm-hmm. and then put that there along the door so it's just cold air.
Okay, that's fine,
or you could sleep with that. You could wear it during the day.
That's fine, too. You know, I know that you're kidding, but get to a part that's a bad idea and I'll stop you.
You're right.
I just want to be cold. Why is that wrong? And it's like, you wouldn't say that during the winter. No, because I'm trying to reach a state of perpetual 60 degrees, okay?
That's what he's comfortable at.
And where I live, that happens twice a year for one day each time.
That's his body temperature requirements.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you were so... No, let's not use words that we'll regret, okay? Little insulation. Back in the day, that I would be viewed as healthy and robust.
You would have been king.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
I'm disturbed by how many of you are texting us and telling us that you have a heater under your desk. What are you doing? Like, you need to gain weight or get a blanket. No, not a blanket. You just
that is the weight. I mean, that's your body weight.
I'm carrying a
blanket. So that's your blanket.
All right. That's fine with me.
Thank you guys so much for texting us, though. Anytime you want to, 877-2-RADIO-U, or you're welcome to call us, too.
If I asked you how important your privacy is to you, you'd be like, man, it's really important. I'm taking steps. Hang on. I got to snap this. I'm taking steps to keep my whereabouts and my digital privacy. Like, it is important. So 74% of people in the United States, according to this MIT research, they would say, yes, my privacy is important, my digital privacy is important. But guess whose privacy they don't care about? Their friends' privacy.
Oh, they don't mind?
This is one of the most amazing things I have ever heard. In this study of 3,100 MIT students, they said, hey, will you give us your friends' contact information for pizza?
Oh.
And 98%
turn their friend stuff in?
Yep.
Now, what do they count as contact information?
Full name and email address.
Well, email address means nothing nowadays.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm telling you right now that if 98% of people would cough up your email address, then I'll say a good 70 to 80% are giving them your phone number.
There's some qualifiers here. It depends on the pizza, and I think your friends would understand. If it was really good pizza.
Well, okay.
And it's not like, their cell number. Like, it's not your phone.
I agree with you that there is a vast divide between your phone number and your email address.
And it depends on which email address, because we all have several.
Dude. Well, hey, man, for me, I actually have my crap email address
so if they
and
gave
then my
that,
real one.
If they gave your crap one, then it'd be no big deal.
You know, the funny thing is, though, I check my crap one and my real one every day, so I guess there's not really that big of a dividing line. And when is the last time you got a personal email? I don't remember.
It's always work.
I don't. Like, I don't remember the last time.
It's always work that accidentally was sent to my personal email.
Or somebody sends you a work email, and they're like, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here's what I'm really emailing about.
I mean, we give that stuff away all the time.
Yeah, sure.
So
sure.
What's the difference between a friend doing if they get a good pizza out of it?
You know what, Nikki? I'm just saying that this is a trend. Pretty soon, what marketers will do with this information is they will not ask you for your info. Mm. They will ask you for somebody
else's information.
Like, hey, send us your friend's email address. Get a free pizza. What? That's crazy.
I can see them packaging it like, okay, if you want this free pizza, tell us five friends' information of who might like a free pizza as well.
Who might like a free pizza? Come on.
And then they're all entered to win or something.
Who else wants pizza right now?
Well, that will work just fine.
Hands in the air right now, right?
Free don't put pizza. Them back on the wheel.
Well, I mean, maybe just a hand. So I'll tell you what, if you go ahead and text us your friend's email address, we won't get them a free pizza.
We're not doing that today.
Yeah. So, but anytime you want to text us and give away your personal info, 877-2-RADIO-U. Just send us your social security number and your credit card number.
And click this link while you're at it.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So you get arrested for shoplifting. Look, we've all been there. Sometimes you want to stick it to the man. Sometimes you just want to feel alive. Sometimes you really need some batteries and you forgot your wallet.
What do you do then?
You know, you just go in, it's a little smash and grab. Hopefully nobody notices and you walk out and then there's that moment where the police pull you aside and it's embarrassing. And remember, don't tell them who you are. Either A, make up a name, or if they do get your wallet, you want to just don't tell them what you do. So, like, for example, let's say that you work for a local news station. Don't tell them. They don't know.
Just keep that part quiet.
Shh, 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 shh. So, here's a woman in Gillette, Wyoming. She's a college student. She got arrested for shoplifting and is facing three felony charges. She's like, guys, look, you don't understand. I am not stealing this stuff to just be stealing it. I am writing a paper right now on kleptomania.
Oh, and she.
And in order for me to write this paper, I had to come in here
and
I had
it.
To steal some stuff. I had to know what it was like.
Is that true? Like, do they have her professor or anybody in on this?
Well, here's the thing, Nikki.
Did she go to school?
She may have been writing a paper. Like, maybe she was. But when the police came to her room, they found that she had thousands of dollars in stolen goods.
Well, it's a big paper.
So she said, finally, after breaking down, which, by the way, she got caught trying to steal three flat-screen TVs.
How do you even do that?
That wasn't like a tube of lipstick or a Twinkie or batteries or whatever. Like
all in one go?
Yeah.
What is she doing? Just running with it?
Well, my thought is they say a lot of times the reason that Walmart, you know, they had greeters for a while, but like the Walmart that I went to a couple weeks ago, they had like a person at the door, almost like Costco.
Oh,
and
security?
And they might ask to see your receipt on the way out.
Yeah.
And so I have just heard that what you really do is you just load a couple things. Like TVs are an easy one because you put it on one of those carts and you take it out and it looks like, oh yeah, I'm loading this up. I paid for it back in electronics or something.
But someone stopped her.
Yeah, someone stopped her. The police got involved, whatever. She said she had to start stealing because her roommate moved out and took, you know, like the stuff.
So then she gets the three TVs and she's trying to sell them or something?
Well, like you gotta have a TV for every room.
Well, that is true.
You got a bathroom, bedroom, living room.
Well, if she's stressed, then she just wants to watch some TV.
Turns out she wasn't writing a paper. But she is now featured in the paper.
Well, congratulations to her.
So that's something. Yeah, and you know what? There's probably a book deal in here for her somewhere.
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, this would have been us. This could have been us.
What was it now?
I am looking at something. It could have been us.
Okay.
And it's just but the grace of God and the oddities of circumstance.
What is it?
There is a tale that is being told around the Jefferson City, Missouri parole board about someone that ended up having to resign. And it comes down to this, all right? There was a Department of Corrections Inspector General. He's the one that said that parole board member Don Ruzica and another government employee, we don't know who that government employee was, but when guys would come up for parole, they would pick a word or phrase that day and see how many times they could fit that word or phrase into the proceedings.
Oh, I love it so much.
And they got 1 point for every time they said it.
Yeah.
But if they could make the parolee that was up for parole, if they could get them to repeat it,
what a game.
They got 2 points.
Now, I know you're like, that's terrible. Not if you were in the right job for that. That'd be perfect.
That's why I feel like
it would be us.
Yeah.
In fact, we don't want to do that to you guys every day.
Well, I will tell you that we had, for a very brief period of time, contest rules and how you interact with callers in radio have changed. Because I don't know if you remember this, but for a very brief time, we had a contest where you had to, if you could get your roommate to say a certain word into the phone without saying the word, that we would give you riot gear. But it was illegal, so we had
not allowed to do that anymore.
Boy, it sure was fun, though.
Well, anything fun now you can't do anymore.
I know. Well, some of the, oh my gosh, they've been doing this. Well, they can't prove they've been doing it, but they know that it definitely was happening summer of 16, but this guy's been serving since 2007.
But it doesn't change anything, though, for like the person who is up for parole or like that legal stuff. You know how, you don't, they're not coming back going, well, this guy must be freed because they're playing this word game.
So but the idea would be that they're so focused on the game.
Oh, and not listening to if that guy should be released or not.
So, exactly. So, like, for example, a guy, they were able to single this one hearing out on June 21st, 2016, in which the word of the day was hootenanny.
No way! How would people not notice that?
So,
how many times did they get hootenanny in?
So, they said that they asked the guy, like, hey, you were at a party, like it was the first time I ever used heroin was at a party, and they were like, at a what? Like a hootenanny? So, like, using hootenanny as party.
And then if he just repeats back what they said.
Yeah. So then they said, oh, a hootenanny, a party. So they got extra points for that because hootenanny was the word of the
of
day.
Other
words that have been the word of the day have included platypus and the phrase Folsom Prison Blues, which is a Johnny Cash song.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like we should start playing that game on this show.
Well, it'd be a hootenanny.
A what?
A what? A hootenanny.
Like a party?
Yeah, like if we had a platypus in here.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I need your help because I don't know what to do. So I'm going to start with Nikki, but if anybody else wants to get in here, just know that we have a...
It's an open... Okay. We're having an open dialogue.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier in the show that I got the symptoms of botulism. I can't confirm that it was, in fact, the disease.
Someone had not one, but two servings of the cheese at a movie theater yesterday.
Yes, I did.
And I think that led to that.
I think so, too, because I now have confirmation that... My dad also got sick last night.
Aww.
So that means the only thing that he and I
had... Did he eat the cheese?
We both had the cheese.
Then why don't you call... You need to call the theater.
That's what I want to know.
You do?
Am I supposed to call them?
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey guys, listen, we were in that mummy showing where you cut it off in the middle yesterday. I'm sorry, by middle, I mean the very end at the climax. So my dad and I both decided to walk out of the theater and get some nacho cheese.
Get some more for the pretzels that we had.
Well, it's my dad's first round, but it was my second because I'm sick. And so then I had the nacho cheese and I left happy. But a couple of hours later, well, let's just say I spent the night, next to a certain porcelain object. Sometimes together, sometimes separate, but very close. You know what I'm saying? I slept in the bathtub.
Just in case something happened.
Because, tried to sleep.
You need to tell them because I think, I figure for the cheese dip, it's probably, always going, always at a certain temperature. And so it's not like they empty it out each day. Okay. Like when I get my eyebrows waxed and the wax is just in the pot.
Right.
And so they just warm it up and it just stays at a temperature. So maybe it needs to be cleaned out.
The extent to which I appreciate this conversation. I was describing this to a friend last night and she said to me, she's like, well, doesn't the cheese come in a bag? And so that way they just lift the bag up and put a new bag in.
That's sometimes what you do with a crock pot.
Right.
Like if you're making, and you don't want to have a cleanup thing. So you just lift it up.
I just feel like that was very wishful thinking where it's like, I'm sure it comes in a bag and the bag is changed every day and they always take time to carefully clean it and never use the same bag on a different day.
I wonder how many days the cheese can stay in there.
I just assume that it's like, hey, you know what? This is the cheap Tuesday thing. This is the cheap cheese day. So get the cheap cheese out, guys.
And it's not like, because I've had the cheese with pretzels too. Yeah. It's never hot, too hot when you get it.
No, it's weird, but how it stays liquid for a long time. Even
it stays
though it's
liquid,
not hot.
But it's never too hot. So I wonder if it's not getting hot enough to kill the
germs. That's the botulism. It's breaking it down.
That's why you need the heat.
So, okay. This phone call goes like this. I call the theater, hi, can I speak to a manager? And they're like, oh, great.
Here's this guy.
Here you go. This guy calling. Now, do I start with, hey, I just want to be clear.
Mm.
I don't want anything free. I'm not trying to get a free whatever, but I've got to tell you that last night after the movie, I moved into my bathroom.
And I stayed there all night. And my dad did as well. Okay, so here's something that I do. If I am calling to complain about something,
mm-hmm.
I actually apologize like it's my fault. You start the phone call conversation, you're like, I'm so sorry. It's me. Something happened with me after your thing. I just wanted to let you know in case anybody else.
Just want to let you know that one of my roommates had to keep bringing me toilet paper and bottles of water.
Gatorade. All the electrolytes.
all night last night.
And so then that way, it's not like you're going both guns blazing mad at them because you got the botulism. But instead, they feel bad because you're so apologetic with your mistake of ordering the cheese.
I want to tell you how sorry I am that I had to get an IV of liquid this morning because yesterday I had your botulism cheese.
Just call them and tell them so they don't leave it out.
I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you, you got to have somebody change the cheese, guy. Okay?
Can you record the conversation?
You have to change the cheese out.
Please
now,
record the conversation and we can change the person's voice.
I don't know if you guys have been changing the cheese, if you've ever changed the cheese.
If not, it's time.
But you've got to change the cheese.
Call them.
You think so?
Don't post on their Facebook page. This is more than that.
No, I want to put it on their Facebook page. I want to post did anybody else
at this showing and put the showing time and date.
Get crazy sick on cheese yesterday.
Okay, maybe try that then. And then the manager will contact you.
This was the worst of the riots, and we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
I haven't been sitting naked in your chair since you've been gone.